This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. The UNC women's basketball team is the last Tobacco Road team still in NCAA tournament play. On Sunday, the Tar Heels beat South Carolina, the first victory over a number one seed in the last 20 years. This is also the first time Carolina's women have made it to the Elite Eight in the last 6 years. Head coach Sylvia Hatchell has been sidelined this year while she's being treated for leukemia. She joins us on the phone this morning. Coach Hatchell, thanks for talking with me.
Oh, it's my privilege.
So we will start with the obvious. How's your health and the recovery coming along?
It's great. I'm doing really, really good. You know, I finished my treatments, and I'm in complete molecular remission. My doctors say that I'm going to be fine, and, you know, I'm just building my immune system back up. Once my immune system gets back to the level it needs to be, and I'll be good to go, and I'm hoping that's next week. Doctors say we go to Nashville after we win tonight. The doctors say we go to Nashville, and he looked at me and he said, "Now that's doable." To me, doable means I'm going to Nashville. but I'm doing great, and he says that he'll have me 100% ready for next year, and I'm doing really, really good. So thank God for the Limeburger Cancer Center at the University of North Carolina.
Well, that's terrific news, and congratulations on all of that. I noticed that you don't ever say if we move on to the next round. It's always when.
You're right about that.
You're feeling confident.
Well, this group, you know, we're young, no seniors, but we're talented, we're athletic, and these kids believe, they believe in themselves, they believe in each other. You know, and I know they're going to face some tough competition tonight, but this group feeds off of it. Diamond DeShields loves environments like this. I mean, her two best performances this year have been at Duke and at State. I don't know how much worse it could be.
Have you talked to the team or Coach Calder since this weekend's victory against South Carolina?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as soon as they went to the locker room when the game was over with, I mean, it wasn't 2 minutes after they left the court. I was on a speakerphone in the locker room with them, and then the girls have been texting me pictures and sending me texts and emails and everything else. So I'm in constant contact with them. You know, Coach Calder and I, we talk quite a few times every day, you know, about the players, but also about the game plan and everything like that. I may not be there physically right now just because my immune system is, it's a little bit fragile. But as far as, you know, being a part of the program and making the plans and involved with practices and evaluations and everything like that, I'm right in the middle of all that. I'm still putting in probably 2 to 5 hours every day, even if it's not, you know, there on the court with the team.
Does it get tiring or does it invigorate you?
Oh, no. It's my motivation to get back. You know, I am on the phone. I'm still doing a lot with recruiting, watching practice every day. We do it by satellite where I can watch it on my iPad. I'm very, very active and very involved. It's just that I can't have my physical presence on the court with them.
Having that slight bit of distance, Coach Hatchell, is that going to change the way you coach in the future? Have there been some observations you've been able to see that you might not have seen if you were right there on the floor?
No, we're continuing to do exactly what they've done this year, which is pretty much what we've done in the past. But, you know, Coach Calder's been with me for 28 years, and he knows what's going to come out of my mouth before I say it, because we've been together for so long. I mean, we're the youngest team in America. I mean, really. I mean, we start always at least 3, sometimes 4 freshmen and a sophomore. You got to give a lot of credit to these kids and especially to our coaching staff and to Coach Calder.
Well, how exciting will it be to have that team mature for a year when you come back next year?
Oh, wow. You know, I just don't want to mess them up. You know, they've done so well. But they're my motivation.
Sylvia Hatchell is the head coach for the Carolina women's basketball team. The number 4 seed will take on Stanford tonight for a shot at the Final 4. Thanks for being with us this morning, Coach Hatchell, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.